Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
The Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, unpacked the national budget for South Africa. And some are calling this budget the best budget in years, with some other criticism as well. Yesterday, I attended an event at FNB right here in Umhlanga, right? And they had a whole panel of experts unpacking the budget and how it will affect our pockets in real time, right? A very insightful conversation. And one of the thought leaders in the room was senior economist at FNB, Siphamandla Mkhwenazi, who's on the line right now just to discuss this further. Good morning, Siphamandla. How are you?
I am well, Carol. Thank you for the invite. I am good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So let's delve straight into it. Some people are waking up this morning very excited with what was spoken about at the budget speech yesterday. Why has this budget specifically been called by some one of the best budgets in years?
Yeah. So the budget, Carol, did three things. The one is that it kept to the promise that the country's debt matrices were going to start getting better in this fiscal year. Now, this story has been told for over the last 4 years. A number of us did not believe that it was going to happen this year. We always thought it was going to be the year after, or in 2029 even. And it turned out that National Treasury stuck to their horses, and we did see our debt matrices really improving in 2025 to 2026 without National Treasury having to outrightly increase taxes. So that is the first thing. The second one, if you think back to 2025, is that consumers were actually expected to be taxed a little bit more this year. A 20 billion was supposed to be drained out of the pockets of consumers at an aggregate level. This budget, not only did it reverse that, it in fact also injected a bit of around about 13.5 billion into the pockets of consumers. So there is about a 34, 35 billion swing from a 20 billion drainage to a 13.5 billion injection into the pockets of consumers. So that was great. Then the last thing, which was an unexpected in many fronts, is that there were some good interventions for small businesses, especially when it comes to that compulsory VAT registration. It's something that has been spoken about a number of times before, but we haven't had those adjustments since early 2000s.
Right. Now, the average South African listening right now, how do we take advantage of this new fiscal?
Yeah. What this new budget also does is that it allows for those who want to save a little bit more in their tax-free savings. So on an annual basis, you are only allowed to save about 36,000 in a tax-free, tax-free account. This has been increased to 46,000. So you're able to save a little bit more. And if I can explain very briefly how it works, is that if you put that 36,000 in a tax-free account and it accumulates, it becomes a 50,000, a 70,000, or whatever the case may be. Under normal circumstances, the difference between what you initially put in and the end value of that investment, the gap will be taxed at a certain tax rate. In a tax-free account, you get a tax-free. You do not get taxed on those capital gains. So it's one of the easiest ways for people to accumulate wealth in the stock market in a quick way without SARS having to play a role there. So it also does something for the savers.
Right, right. Now, for those who are currently surviving on social grants, there was good news for them, slight increases. Your thoughts on that?
Slight increases. We do know that there is a high court ruling that said that the coverage of social grants needs to be, particularly the SRD one, needs to be expanded. A lot of work is still ongoing in that regard. We did see some increases in other social grants, your old age, about 80 rand increase in those. So it does assist in supporting the vulnerable's purchasing power, especially in an environment where inflation is still relatively low, although food inflation is still relatively high. So this increase is going to be supporting in that regard.
As an economist, do you believe this budget will assist the economy, not only drive growth, but also drive employment for some?
Yeah. So look, even before this budget, there were already these green shoots that we were seeing in the economy, especially from the second half of last year. I mean, we've been removed from the grey list. We've been upgraded in some instances. So there's this positive sentiment towards South Africa all around. So already we were seeing that. And I think what this budget does is that it continues to support that positive sentiment. And I think it goes a bit further than that in a way that I think we now expect there is an upside risk to economic growth. We expect growth to be around 1.4 this year at FNB. There is an upside risk given how far this budget went. It gave us what we expected, a little bit more.
I see. And for some who are really disappointed with the increase in sin taxes, some may say, for example, for smokers, the increase in sin taxes may force some smokers to now look at illicit cigarettes, and the same for alcohol as well. Do you believe the always hitting the sin taxes is the place to do it?
Look, the idea behind that is to dissuade people from engaging in such goods, and as whether that works or not, I do not think so. I don't think a tax is a way to go about it. But I mean, it's become one of those default settings that if you need a few billion rands there and there, these are your easiest goods to slap a tax on. I do not think that they necessarily shift the needle. They improve the finances of the country necessarily. I know that they are also mulling over introducing online gambling tax, which could bring about 20 billion. So maybe once they add those new taxes, their attention will be drawn away from sin taxes more towards your online gambling. As to whether it does what it actually is intended to do, that's a story for another day, Carol.
Right. And to wrap it all up, are you excited about this budget?
I am excited about this budget. I have to say that since I started my career, I do not remember economists rating a budget, giving a budget such a good score. So I too am excited, and I'm looking forward that we carry on with this momentum over the next 3 years.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sphamandla, for giving your insights and everything. Appreciate it.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.